I think we set ourselves up to have huge expectations, and sometimes with the busyness of everything we forget to make realistic plans. And then on top of that, we make it really tough on being kind to ourselves. So we forget that if we be kind to ourselves and we're having fun, then it's much more likely the people around us are going to have fun, and then that feeds back to us too.
So how does someone start to maybe ease the pressure on themselves and to be kind to themselves?
I think the first one would have to be making realistic plans, having realistic expectations of what it is. So if we think a little way in advance around who might be expecting us to do what, then that can make it a little easier. So often we have either a dearth of invitations or too many invitations, and sometimes being able to fulfil all that we need to for the people around us can take over, and we forget to do what we really need to be doing, which is having some fun, spending some time with the people who are really important to us, and in that, being able to share that fun with them.
And that can extend, of course, to cooking as well, rather than thinking, okay, well, I've got to make something vegetarian, I want to roast a chicken, I want to roast a turkey, I want to roast a ham, rather than do all those, maybe delegate to people.
Absolutely. And even if that's not possible for some reason or other, then it has become so much easier in the society that we live in, where things are provided to us, often without much having been done to them, but ready enough for eating. I saw a recipe in the supermarket yesterday that was buy this thing and buy this thing and throw them together. Well, that's really not even necessary to put in a recipe format, but it was great to do it because it means that we can make things that are quite wonderful with very little effort, I suppose. Someone else has done some of that value-adding for us, and we need to then use our time to value-add to our experience of Christmas.
Mm. So maybe even making a list and working out, well, this person can provide that, I can do that, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. I think it's really important to do that and not be afraid to ask people to participate in those ways. Sometimes asking people to help is a gift to them. They feel like they're more a part of it and that they belong more. The other thing too is not expecting that, or not feeling that you are expected to be at a family event the same time, the same place every year. So if somebody hosts a regular event and you go every other year and then fulfil other commitments at other years, then that's a reasonable expectation too.
And what else do you have on your list of recommendations of how to have as stress-free Christmas as possible?
Well, one of the things that I thought about making plans too is that it ends up leaving us with fewer surprises. And at a time when we feel that we have our hands full and a lot on, if we don't have really clear plans and clear expectations, we end up with surprises that tend to throw us into a bit of a tizz and spoil things for us and the people around us then too. So that can be a frustrating thing. I think if we have an expectation that there are going to be people in our world that we come across maybe once a year at Christmas time, extended family or other people, and we expect that, we understand they can be a little challenging or difficult in some way, then we go into that situation with an understanding of their behaviour and perhaps know that they're likely to be a certain way. Maybe we have a plan of attack about how to deal with something should it arise. It makes it a whole lot less uncomfortable going into that situation, and then gives us a bit of an idea beforehand what we can do if an uncomfortable situation arises.
And I guess expectations as well can go towards maybe people who perhaps aren't always very grateful of Christmas presents. Maybe if they were expecting something and didn't get that and perhaps are a bit rude about it, if we're not expecting gratitude, then we're not disappointed.
I think that's a really good idea. And sometimes knowing that people have expectations around gifts is a bit off-putting. You don't really feel even like you want to give them one at all. So that can be a tough situation. Another thing that helps with the balance too is taking time out to do the little things that provide a bit of joy. So going and seeing the Christmas lights and recognising that people put a lot of time into creating some beauty and a little bit of wonder for society, free, for everyone else to enjoy. So going and appreciating it and seeing it, and then the people who put the effort into it realise that it's appreciated, those little things make a big difference too.
And I know a lot of people get joy not just in receiving Christmas cards, but even sending them out.
That's right. I was reading it last night about what is important to have in a Christmas card and for it to have a personal touch, even if it's something that you produce a lot of. If you have a letter that's in there that talks about what you've done through the year and how things have been and what's important in the year to come, it gives people a sense of keeping touch with what's happening and what's important to you, and therefore, I suppose, knowing you a little better, and that's a nice thing.
And I guess to thinking of people who might be in hospital, people who might be in prison that you know, people who might be in a nursing home, sending cards to people who are maybe a bit lonely and aren't able to get out is a really important gesture.
Exactly. They feel they've been remembered and that they're still important to someone, and that's hugely valuable.
The true message of Christmas, if you like.
Absolutely. We all want to feel that we're important to someone or just remembered by someone. It makes it all the more special. I think it's important to remember at Christmas time that for a lot of people, this Christmas will be the first time since something has changed. So they might have moved away from home, or they might have a loved one die or something like that. And that can be a really challenging time for people. So to be able to remember that for some people their Christmas will be different, and to try to help make it special for them in some way still, so that they can start to develop some new memories or new rituals, if you want, that can be really important.
And again, it doesn't have to be an expensive thing. It can be a gesture, just being remembered, as you say.
That's right. I remember hearing once that someone I knew had spent their Christmas eating a jam sandwich on the beach, and I felt terrible that I hadn't thought to think ahead that that person might not have the Christmas that they would usually have and that it might be different for them. And I still feel terrible that I hadn't thought about that then, but I do make extra effort now to consider the people around me and wonder if there might, even an invitation, if they don't feel up to coming, that's okay. But at least they know they were invited, and that it wasn't just because I felt sorry for them, but because they're special to me.
And again, as you say, to invite someone, but if they don't want to come, there's no need to pressure them. That's their decision, isn't it?
That's right. It's important for them to know that they are still in control of what they want to do, and even say, look, that's fine, I understand if you don't want to come, but even if you change your mind at the last minute, then you're still welcome, because they may get to the day and everything changes for them, and they may decide that their own company's not quite what they imagined it would be, or something else. So that way they've got the chance perhaps to, I don't know, to drop in and even after a big meal and still be a part of some sort of celebration with other people.
And it's interesting too, your comment earlier about Christmas cards and personalising them. And I was having a conversation with someone a few weeks ago, and they were telling me about a lady they knew who used to write out probably about 50 Christmas cards a year. And they said to her once, goodness, how on earth do you write 50 Christmas cards? What do you write in them? And her response was, well, I just think of the person. I just write what is appropriate for them.
That's good. It shows too that there really is a connection with that person, that knowing them or knowing something that was important to them. And it really does make it special.
And your final point?
My final point is be kind to yourself and make plans.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful Christmas and New Year. And thank you for all your wonderful advice throughout the year. You're very helpful, and I hope that we can insist on having you on throughout 2018 when you're around.
Thank you very much. I've had a great time and I look forward to it.